I felt like a storm just rushed into here. It's David Hochberg. Every room you walk into, David, is a big old storm coming on in.
In a good way.
In a good, yeah, in a good way. I only mean that in the nicest of all possible ways. You're always got energy. You got something to say. Hochberg, how you doing, my friend?
I'm great, buddy. Yeah, happy Wednesday.
Oh, what a happy Wednesday it is indeed here. Always on WGN. By the way, John Hanson in for Anna DeVlantes. I'll take you up to the afternoon news at 4 o'clock. All right, we were kind of talking about what we want to talk about, and you're just helping someone out with a reverse mortgage, and I say, okay, I've seen these commercials a billion times.
Sure.
I always feel like it just feels, and I think other people think this, oh, this feels scammy in some way. What the heck is it? Can you explain it to me like I'm five?
A reverse mortgage is one of the most misunderstood loan products that we help borrowers and listeners secure. Mm-hmm. I try, and here, just to tell you about my personal experience, my mom had MS. She passed away a couple of years ago. My dad was having trouble looking for a job at the time. They owned their home free and clear, and, you know, small mortgage, and they needed a reverse mortgage. You know, they needed some money.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, here's what we're going to do. We're going to take out a reverse mortgage. They were hesitant. What is it? I had to explain it to them.
Mm-hmm.
This is me, David Hochberg.
Right.
To my parents.
Yes.
Okay. So what a reverse mortgage was, or is, you know, what it was for my folks, we were going to pay off their small mortgage and give them access to liquidity in their home that they could use. My mom had MS, and she was in a wheelchair, and she had constant care come in to cover the medical expenses, to help pay the real estate taxes, to help pay the insurance.
So it gives you a chunk of change at the off the top.
It eliminates a mortgage payment. If you have a mortgage payment, you could defer the mortgage payment if you wanted to, which means it gets added to your loan amount.
Mm-hmm.
So what it is it's an outstanding tool for experienced homeowners greater than 62 years old to live in their home and to cover expenses and to eliminate a mortgage payment or eliminate debt. I'll give you two examples in the past 24 hours. 94-year-old woman in Highland Park living in a $375,000 home. She thinks it's worth $450. It's $375. Not going to get into an argument with a 94-year-old woman. She owes $125,000 on her mortgage.
Okay.
She'd qualify for about close to $275,000 in her mortgage in a reverse mortgage. She's going to take that money. I'm meeting with her Friday.
So she gets $275,000.
She gets access to $275,000.
Okay,
it's based upon 100-year life expectancy.
Okay,
so the closer you are to 100, the more money you get. So a 94-year-old experienced homeowner is going to get more than a 65-year-old experienced homeowner.
Makes sense.
Because they think you're going to expire sooner as you get closer to 100. Right. It's a numbers
no
game.
No judging. Yeah,
I'm not playing.
You're 94. Let's.
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, you've had a good run, right? And that's what. And God bless her, right?
Yeah.
94 years old, and she's living alone in a single family house.
Please.
So, long story short, we're going to. She's going to pay off her mortgage. She's going to live there on her own. And she's going to be able to bring in help when she needs it. Now she's going to be able to afford it, eliminate a $1,200 mortgage payment, which now could go to bring in help when she needs it to help her around the house, to cut the grass, because she's not going to be on her
right.
Out there in 90-degree heat cutting grass or shoveling her 50 to 75-foot driveway with the two-car garage. And it's going to give her access to liquidity. A 75-year-old couple I talked to walking over from the parking lot. They owe $100,000. On a $330,000 home, which means it's worth $300,000, they're going to qualify for $180,000 reverse mortgage, give or take a penny here or there, pay off their existing mortgage, pay off some credit card debt, free up $600-$700 a month.
That's great. I love how you are just talking to people as they're walking through the streets of Chicago.
Yes.
Couple walking, do you just walk around just asking, hey, reverse mortgage here?
I'm on my cell phone walking from the parking lot over here talking to our listeners who are listening now. So, it's a great product.
Yeah.
It's a very misunderstood product. And the challenge that you have is you've got Tom Selleck.
Exactly.
Who I love as Magnum P.I. and Blue Bloods and all the other acting jobs that he's had. Walking down a street talking about a reverse mortgage, that the only thing he knows about a reverse mortgage is what he's reading off the teleprompter.
Should have you do it.
Right. Me. Well, I'm not. Well, they should, but people would turn off the station.
Yeah.
But, you know, Tom Selleck is talking about it. You know, they had Robert Conrad back in the day. They had John Thompson back in the day. And all these actors that would never need a reverse mortgage because they're multimillionaires.
This is a weird vibe.
Henry Winkler, right, sitting in a leather armchair. Hey, if you need this, hey, you know, we're walking around a fake, you know, a fake lot in Hollywood, and we're recording this. It's a great product, very misunderstood product, and especially for experienced homeowners that are looking to free up cash, they're phenomenal.
Yeah.
And we do about four or five a month, and they're great products.
Great. Things are heating up out there. Inventory still low for people
still,
that are... Yeah.
Still low. It's absolutely amazing what we're seeing, and you talk to realtors. Anything with price points between $100,000 and $500,000, because that's conforming loan limits, where you get a Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac loan for as little as 3% down, can't keep it on the shelf.
Right.
It's still flying off.
And these are homes, condos.
Everything.
Yeah.
Everything. I mean, we are getting calls from listeners who we've done 6, 7, 8 pre-approvals for, changing addresses because they keep losing out on the homes that they're going into.
Mm-hmm.
Amy Kite was in here a couple weeks ago, and she's like, homes are selling. There's 8 to 15 slots filled up every single weekend to see an open home in 15-minute increments.
Yeah.
And what's happening is the escalator clauses are back, where you go in to see a place, it's listed for $250. They say, well, you know, we'll go to $250 with an escalator clause up to
up
3.
To whatever it is, yeah.
Up to 3, and we'll go $5,000 a pop if we get into a bidding war. And then it becomes a ping pong game. And you've got houses right now in some listening areas that are going for substantially greater than what they listed for. And what a lot of some realtors...
As I cross my fingers,
because
I put them on. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, because you're thinking about selling. And what smart realtors are doing is that they're bidding them a little under, creating the feeding frenzy, throwing the chum in the water.
Smart.
And then all of a sudden, the buyers who have missed out on 5, 6, 7, 8 other houses already are now starting to cannibalize
each
other.
Anxious.
And jacking the prices up.
I mentioned part of the problem with the inventory, too. I've talked to some other people that want to sell. They're like, oh, well, this would maybe be a great time, but I'm looking at other places in the price. I don't know if I'm going to be able to get a place for another price. And this is what maybe is kind of keeping this where it is.
Well, what you're seeing is that if you've been out since last year, okay, I sold my home in August of last year, mm-hmm. in the middle of the pandemic, right? Never thought it would sell. Amy sold my home 4 days.
Yeah.
Okay, at full asking price. And then, you know, we started getting into a bidding war. And I took the bid, you know, my wife and I accepted the bid that let us stay there for 90 days because we weren't ready to move.
Yeah.
Okay, been in the house for 17 years.
You went with the time instead of the highest.
I went with the time instead of the highest because I have 3 teenage girls. It's like moving the flipping circus. Okay,
right.
So I'm taking stuff that I moved into my new house and now donating it because we just had to put it in boxes and get rid of it,
mm-hmm.
right, and put it in storage. So what's happening is that it's created such a feeding frenzy that if a lot of people are doing what you're doing, selling their current home, renting. I lived in my in-laws' basement for 6 months until my home was done. The number one thing when you're buying a new home, and if you own a current home, is to sell your current home.
Yeah.
That's the number one move. Because when you go to buy a new home, you're a free agent.
Yeah.
You don't have anything locking you down like your previous home.
Right.
You now have the equity from that home in an escrow account ready to go, and there's nothing holding you back. Like that deal falls through for whatever reason it falls through. You're a free agent. You're renting a home right now, and you could close at any time.
My question is, let's say you sell, you make a little money on that thing, and then you do decide to rent for a little time.
No problem.
And I'm looking directly at you. Does that money get released to you and then it's taxable? How does that work? Like if you don't put it right into something, or can you put it into?
That's a great question for a CPA or a tax preparer because there's a certain amount of time that you could hold that money.
Yeah.
Before you get taxed on it, or you just dump it into another property. So
sounds like I should listen to Home Sweet Home Chicago.
I think you should listen to Stephen A. Leahy the next time he's on Home Sweet Home Chicago, because I don't. That's like stepping on a landmine. Mortgage professionals should not give tax advice, especially David Hochberg. So I steer clear of any of that, but check with your tax preparer. It's a great question because we have a lot of listeners right now who are selling their homes up here. I got 5 of my friends up in Highland Park, you know, North Shore, that went down to Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Because their kids were doing homeschooling.
Yep.
They love Florida so much.
Why not?
They sold their houses up here.
Yeah.
Or they're selling their houses up here and either buying or building down in Florida. So you've got that situation where they're going to unload their home here. It's going to take 1.5 years to build down in Florida because there's a chain supply shortage on everything that goes into building a home. So it's taking a little longer. So they've got that transitional challenge as well. So, but definitely talk with your tax preparer. It's a great question, John, but I'm not the guy to answer.
I saw your eyes kind of gloss over there.
Forget about it. No shot.
All right, what you got coming up on Saturday?
Saturday we have a great show planned. We have Mr. Floor coming in. He's awesome. He's got a lot of experience. We have Peerless Fence coming in, and I forgot the other two.
That's okay.
Who are on?
Floor's a big get.
Listen.
I mean, he's dishing out those products during the show left and right as it is for those callers.
This guy is like a tree, okay? He turns into an oak tree when he starts answering questions about flooring. We get some of the craziest questions that I'm just like, he's like, oh, yeah, I just handled that in Oak Park. Oh, yeah, I handled that out in DeKalb. Oh, yeah, you might want to think about doing this. And his cleaning product, the Mr. Floor cleaning product and all the cleaning products that he has 6 different lines. Unbelievable. And they're all environmentally friendly. And he's such a good guy as well. Oh, Sarah Andreas from Andreas and Sons.
Oh, there you go.
Sarah's coming in. She's awesome.
Right.
So we got a whole group of real estate professionals. Every Saturday from 10 until 1, and thanks for bringing it up. I appreciate it.
No problem. Exactly. How can people reach you?
Very simple. You go to WGNDavid.com. You go to 56David.com. You can call 855-56-DAVID, and we're there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and here every Saturday from 10 until 1.
It's a great show. I got to say, I don't know how to say this. I don't know if I would have ever thought that I would thoroughly enjoy a mortgage and fixer on the house.
Show.
Yes. But you guys, and I've hosted it, I've co-hosted or filled in for you a couple times. It's so much fun. You learn. What's the new slogan?
You learn and laugh. You laugh and laugh. And that came from one of the listeners.
Yes.
And I'll tell you what, they love when you co-host.
Oh, well.
Because they use you like a pinata, and they beat the living bejesus out of you.
They do.
And it takes you about an hour and a half to get your footing, and you start firing back at it, which is awesome.
Yeah. When they found out I was using my garbage disposal for chicken bones, that set them off for until the end of time.
Well, so. John Williams said it best earlier in the week. He's like, yeah, David Hochberg's got something going on here at 10 until 1. We really don't know what it is, but it's a pretty good show. So
laugh and learn.
Laugh and learn.
David Hochberg. Thanks so much.
Thanks, buddy.